Hey guys, welcome to today's Advanced Kyusho lesson. In the last lesson, I gave you guys a video that I'd done as part of the 15 Principles of Kyusho series that some of you may already have had on the diurnal cycle. Now, one of the most important things to remember about getting into the advanced materials is not to rush it. The novice stuff is quite a memory drain. And you find that people will, when they hit the advanced levels, they kind of try to cram everything together because they want to start to get a really spectacular result. And I did the same thing, but you can't, right? There is a pace by which you have to do this, and you have to do the training, and then you will start to see the result. One of the examples that comes to my mind as I think about this is somebody trying to do a knockout. Right. So let's, as an example, let's give the example. Your guy wants to do a stomach five knockout off of a single lapel grab. Right. So the guy reaches over with his right hand. He grabs you by the uniform lapel. And naturally, if he does not behave like a martial arts person, and you want your uki to not behave like a martial arts person, he would also step forward with his right leg when he did that, which would of course give you the opportunity to use spleen six as a setup. And this is the way you've got to think about these knockouts is, you know, what would the natural movement, this, if this was an attacker, that they would do, right? They're not going to stand with their legs parallel and reach out and grab you, and they are not going to do it at arm's length, which you will often see. Now, when you're doing a demonstration of a knockout, you are going to separate the distances just so people can see what you're doing. I know when I'm teaching it, I mean, you can't teach it with the realistic, all everything being realistic, because nobody will see what happened. So, the guy's got you by the lapel. He should be bent elbowed, right? Should not be straight arm. Should be bent elbowed. And the right leg will be forward if he grabbed you with the right hand. The left leg will not be forward, typically, if he grabbed you with the right hand. But if it is, it doesn't really matter. In actuality, if you would step forward with the left leg, you get a better knockout out of it, because you'd be crossing the body all the time, right? But first automatic reaction is your hand is going to come up and grab his hand. Now, on the street, that is not going to be considered to be offensive. The attacker expects that, right? The problem comes when you start doing things that the attacker does not expect you to do, and that will very quickly escalate something when you are actually looking to take control of the situation by not escalating it, no matter what he's planning on doing, right? You want to control the pace at which this ramps up. So when you reach up and you grab, put your hand over top of his hand as the grab, that is acceptable. It is like holding your hands up in the air when somebody's got a gun pointing at you. That's what they want you to do. Same with a knife. They want you to put your hands up, right? That's what is normally expected. So what would you do? I would touch pericardium 6. I would take my fire fingers, I would touch pericardium 6, then I can tap spleen 6, and I have this wonderful setup, and I can just bring the palm of my hand up, and I can strike stomach 5, and I will get a wonderful knockout. But what happens is they grab, kick, and hit very, very quickly, and then you don't get the result. Now, the way the mind works, the speed by which you execute something is really not of much interest to the brain. It is the execution of it that is. So you grab, kick, and then take a look at what you're doing. Slow it down and hit stomach 5 correctly the first time, which in this case, the easiest thing to do is to strike slightly underneath the chin across to the other side of the head. That's going to be an easier movement under these circumstances than going behind them and coming and bringing forward, because you can hit stomach 5 in two different directions, but it must be across in both of them. Okay? And you'll get a fantastic knockout. But when you push it, when you rush it, for the sake of trying to be realistic, you're going to find you're not going to get the result. Now, on the street, when you start getting good at targeting, which is what you were doing, slowing it down, looking at it, targeting it, you're not going to miss on the street. Because you can sit, and after the physical movement is done, you get good at it, you can sit and you can look at it in your mind, and you can speed it up there. Right? And then you're teaching the brain what it needs to know. The one thing you've got to realize about visualization, the unconscious mind, and the unconscious mind is what controls all of this. You'd be surprised at just how little actual control your conscious thought processes have over your life, right? In the immediate. And they have a long-term effect, but in the immediate effect is very, very small. But when you are practicing something, the brain cannot tell the difference between reality and something that is vividly imagined. So as you start to get your movement correct, right, by taking your time and doing it right, then speed it up with your imagination, you will get a phenomenal result. And the diurnal cycle is exactly this type of a thing. Let's suppose that it's gallbladder time, right? Because you could be out with your family, out in a bar or something like that, and the majority of attacks that happen between the hours of 9 p.m. and 3 a.m. in the morning. This is the time when most violence will occur, right? Because this is the time when people are out drinking or doing other things, other types of drugs and things like that, and tempers flare, etc., right? Knowing what time it is, and so when you're going through your scenario, let's use that knockout as an example. You know, like the guy's being a complete ass, and you get up from the table because you've got your family there, right? And he's just not going away. He reaches up and grabs you. You touch, tap, smack. He's out. Right? So what you could do to work the diurnal cycle into that is you could start to go, hey, you know what? I think it's 10:30 at night. Therefore, I know that if it's 10:30 at night, I'm into gallbladder. I'm into triple warmer time still. Right? 10:30 at night. Nope, sorry, gallbladder time. I'm a little bit tired. Okay, but you know what time you're dealing with. And you can actually vision a clock so that then your brain starts to become conscious when it's doing and practicing Kyusho in the martial arts as to what time it is. And then all of the work that you've done on the diurnal cycle is also part of the subconscious. And then you once again increase your results. And that's why I say you can't rush anything. Right now, I, as an example, have trained sound to the level that anytime I look at a metal meridian on a body, and I tend to see people by meridians, especially if their arms are exposed, the skin's exposed on their arms, right? My mind automatically goes to C. Now, how did I train that? I was thinking about Spanish. Actually, I've got a lot of Spanish-speaking friends and students. And when you're with them, you say "see" a lot. It's like here in Romania, the, you know, yes is da. Right? Oh, "see" happens to be the sound that I need. Therefore, I can train that. It's the same when I look at somebody with a high forehead. First thing I think of when I see it is look at the size of that gallbladder. Right? It's, you know, it's all part and parcel to what you are doing. I'm not going to say that these are tricks. But these are very, very success-oriented methods of learning to do it. And it all takes time and takes thought. I know that if you have my video on the microcosmic orbits from the 15 Principles series, I talk about how I managed to train the minor microcosmic orbit so that I do not have to think about it anymore. And this gets down to the same things. A lot of you with Kyusho in the advanced levels, a lot of what you have got to do is train the unconscious mind to do your bidding. And there are tricks to do that. Anyways, that's it for today's lesson. Hope you guys got something out of this, and we will catch you guys next time. Have a great day. Ciao.